I would like to thank, first of all, the Eastern African community, thank the African Union, the United States of America, the EU, and the United Nations for their effort to search for a political solution on ongoing crises in the DRC. However, in regard to the ceasefire, the M23 has already signed a unilateral ceasefire on the 1st of April of this year. So that ceasefire still in place. Nothing has changed. So to request the M23 to sign a ceasefire, we already have a ceasefire. What it's doing in the moment is just to defend itself against the ongoing attacks of the DRC government, who is attacking the innocent populations, and the M23 movement is actually protecting the civilian and protecting itself.
But Lawrence, you cannot say the M23 is protecting civilians. It is the duty and the mandate of the government through the FARDC, the National Army, and the law enforcement agencies to protect the citizens, not the duty of M23 rebels. If they are attacking you, they consider you to be an illegitimate force.
One should know that we are Congolese. The M23 movement is the Congolese movement. And we have the right, like the rest of the Congolese, in this country. However, when it comes for the protection of populations, the M23 will spare no effort to do so. The DRC government has failed to protect its citizens. What the M23 is doing in the moment is just protecting itself and protected the citizens that the DRC government sending the plane and the tank and the helicopters to go to bomb and kill every day. Hence, create a humanitarian crisis that we have today. So we like to tell the world that M23 is not a warmongering movement. We're here for peace. We ask for a direct dialogue with the DRC government in a way to sort this ongoing crisis politically.
But Lawrence, there were reports the M23 attacked villages in Goma. Church services and people have been frightened. So how can you on one hand be saying you are protecting the population and on the other hand you attack villages and people are scared to do anything? Who are you protecting then?
These allegations are DRC government propaganda. It shall be known that the M23 has never targeted any civilian populations, nor launched any attack in Goma, as you said by the report you read, but I don't know why you get this report. But what we are sure of is that our civilian populations are being killed every day by the allies of the DRC government. We have all heard from different press conferences held by the DRC government spokesperson, military spokesperson, North Kivu military governor. They have all said that the DRC government will wage war against the M23 until it takes the M23 out of DRC, back to where it came from. These are the words of the DRC government.
Why is the M23 not taking up this issue with former President Uhuru Kenyatta of Kenya to try to resolve this conflict once and for all?
Let me take this opportunity to thank again the people of Kenya and the government for lending their support to the different peace processes held in Nairobi that have derived peace agreements that have never been implemented by the DRC government. These issues of ceasefire and political dialogue were addressed on April 23rd this year in Nairobi through the peace process held between the DRC government and the armed group of DRC. At that time, His Excellency Uhuru was in the office and is well aware of the situation of the DRC and what the M23 is calling for. So today we hereby call again for a direct dialogue with the DRC government in a way to peacefully resolve this ongoing crisis.